Let's everybody turn to Romans chapter 8. My instructions are to teach this class not only by precept, but also experience. Amen.
Amen.
So I always announce that we are going to pray in this class. And so we pray primarily in the Spirit. On last week, we confessed that the Holy Ghost was in charge. Romans 8, 26 through 28 is a scripture that we have relied on a whole lot here at Word of Life Christian Center. I like to think of it as acknowledging the Holy Spirit, inviting the Holy Spirit, and letting Him know that we are dependent on Him. So let's read Romans 8, 26 through 28, and then we're going to pray. Amen?
Amen?
Ready? Let's read. Likewise, the Spirit also... Just a second. Hold on. Online... Hold on. Just a second. Excuse me. Just a second. Online students, that includes you also. Romans 8, 26 through 28. And when we begin to pray, we want you to pray also. Let's start over. Ready? Let's read. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, everybody stand. We do acknowledge you. We do invite you. We do welcome you. We are here to acknowledge that we depend upon you, that we need you, and we just want to say thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray, Lord God. We acknowledge you. Alalala mahanda rabakaya, you're here. Yes, we welcome you. Alalala mohoya, shalalala mahalala kanda mahira mahasanda rabakahaya. Alalala bahalala kanda mahira mahasanda rabakaya, you're here. Alalala manda debede, alalala bohoshanda rabakaya, you're here. Give us ears to hear. Alalala mahanda ramahaya, you're here. Yes, give us eyes to see. Glory to God, give us hearts to understand. Yes, reveal. Alalala mahalala kanda da bedi here. Alalala mahanda robo dose kanda da bahaya ye here. Demonstrate. Alalala mahaha. Alalala makonda da baki here be sende da bedi. Alalala mahalala kanda da baki here. Manifest. Glory to God. Oh, alalala mahi here. Oh, rababa baba bande da bedi da be kende da be here, Lord God. Oh, Ramasi, oh, Ramasi, oh, Ramasi, oh, Lomoso, eh, Labasa, oh, Lomohoya, you hear Lamahaya, you hinde, Alalanda, Rabodo Shanda, Rabakahaya, aha, you hear, Lord God, aha, you hear, Lord God, we align ourselves, glory to God, we align ourselves, oh, Lomoko Shanda, Rabede, Lord God, oh, Remese, oh, Ramosonda, Rabakahaya, Alalala mahalala kanda na mahi here. Alalala mahalala hana na mahi here. Alala under the bedea. Alala under the bedea. Alala under the bedea. Alala under the bedea. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord God. It's in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's just a little, I guess we call it housework, that I'm going to take care of. First of all, we did have an issue with technology on last week. Somehow the entire prayer site got deleted, it looks like. And they put it back. But I think what happened, I did lose some of the emails because I had gotten a lot of emails from students regarding the first quiz. A lot of people had a lot of questions about question number one. Look, she said, amen. But then a lot of people got it right. I was about to pull a whole question, and then I realized, man, they had a lot of them had it right. And, you know, the answer was true. And when I went back and I look at my statement, I didn't say to advance his kingdom. I used the word his plan. And that was part of my statement, but I realized, you know, this is a learning process for me too when I'm doing the exams, quizzes, that students are looking for me to put on the quiz, make a statement the same way I said it in class. And not to, you know, sometimes my mind goes faster than my hand kind of thing. And I said, well, yeah, you know, and then I just go ahead and on and I start writing. But as the semester goes on, I get a little bit better. The only thing that you need to remember, though, about the quizzes, they are practice. They do not count against your grade. And what I did tell one student, you know, when you have a question, it's okay to go ahead and email me. And the reason for that is because if the question is confusing, it helps me when I get ready to do the exam. I can reword it, rephrase it, or just toss it out all together. So I don't mind the questions at all. The answer was true. I think the quiz got put back on, but I'm not really, really sure about that. It did? Okay, yeah, she was able to put it back on. We have no, that's technology. I do need you to write this down. You will have an assignment. You will have 7 days to complete the assignment. It will coincide exactly with the quiz for this week. The assignment is to watch either the video or the MP3 of Apostles' message, September 22nd, 2015. The title is Praying from Your Heavenly Position. Okay, September 15th, I'm sorry. It's September 15th, because the day is the 22nd. This is the 22nd class. I made a note to myself, when did I give the assignment? That's what I was looking at. Okay, so the date of it is September 15th, 2015, and the title is Praying from Your Heavenly Position. What I did ask is that it be put on your portal. When you go to your portal and click on prayer, they should have a video and the MP3. If it's not there, or if something happens, then you can always go to LeroyThompson.tv. Go to archives, go to Wednesday night, and click on September 15th, 2015. And it should be there also. But, you know, for the students, it's gonna be on your portal. Online students, it's going to be on your portal. The title of it, again, is Praying from Your Heavenly Position. I thought I'd talk about it tonight, but I'd rather for y'all to see the video first. And then, I'm sorry, 16th? Okay, he says the 16th. Last Wednesday, whatever last Wednesday was. 16th, okay, thank you so much. September 16th. Wednesday night service. All right. Okay, so we've talked about the question. We've talked about the issue with technology. I think everything's been put back on now. And then the assignment is to watch the video. Word of Life Christian Center members who were here, you've already heard it, but watch it again. I'm not sure how I'm going to find out. You know, it'll probably be a question on the exam. Probably. Okay? All right. Amen. We are still in chapter one. I am trying to get through chapter one so that we can go on to chapter two. But this is okay. I think tonight, even if we finish chapter 1 early, then we'll just go ahead and leave. We won't start into chapter 2. And again, that's intimate communion with God. We went over a lot of things last week, and I shared with you how, you know, when I saw people who were doing certain things, I always wondered, remember that, whether or not they were saved. And come to find out, yeah, a lot of them were saved, but they just had not spent any time with God, either in studying or in praying. Amen. So that answered that, you know, that answers a whole lot of questions, you know, for us. We're not judging them. We don't want to judge. Remember that. We don't want to judge, but, you know, you do have a question sometimes. And then we looked, remember, at Mary and Martha last week. Yeah, you know, Martha, the author says, was distracted by much serving. You know, she was the one who says, bid my sister come and help me. And then Jesus says, well, Mary, who was sitting at Jesus's feet and hearing his words, he said that she had chosen the good part that should not be taken away from her. And we talked a little bit about how, you know, some people think that doing things, especially in the church, it's more important than spending time with God. But we're learning from this lesson, spending time with God is more important. Amen. More important than busy work. If you were listening tonight, Apostle used the word activity. Remember that a lot of people are doing a lot of activity. And that's what happens a lot of times in the church. But they don't have that relationship with God. They don't spend time in prayer. They're not reading the Word of God, trying to understand who God really is. Amen? And then we talked about, we started talking about Jesus' prayer life and his communion with the Father. And we asked the question, when did Jesus pray? And then we looked at a couple of scriptures and we said, he prayed in the morning, he prayed at night, he prayed in the afternoon. He just prayed. Amen? So it's no set time. You know, some of us think that the only time to pray is in the morning. Some of us think the only time to pray is in the evening. Some people might think it's at 12 o'clock during the day, you know, that everybody ought to pray at 12 o'clock. No. We see Jesus' example. He didn't have a set time. He prayed all times of the day. Amen. And then we said, I think we ended up by saying prayer is personal. Jesus was totally dependent on the Father through prayer, totally dependent. If he found it necessary to pray, even though he was the Son of God, then we as men and women with defects and shortcomings also need to pray. Amen? Amen. All right. So, you know, and you can follow along in your book. So the author, he says, did Jesus pray with anybody? In Luke chapter 9, and I like to read, because I read King James a lot, and then the author uses a different translation. In Luke chapter 9, verse 28 and 29, he answers the question. So he has a lot of these questions. And what we're doing here is we're just looking at Jesus' prayer life. Remember, Jesus is our pattern. He's our example. And so we want to see how he did things. So in Luke 9, 28 and 29, it says, and it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, that he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered and his raiment was white and glistening. So the author used that as an example of, you know, did he pray with anybody? So sometimes Jesus prayed alone, okay? And sometimes he prayed with his disciples. So, you know, that says, you know, to us that sometimes it's okay to pray corporate prayer. Okay, that's good, and it's in order. But it's also good to pray by yourself. Amen? A lot of times there are people who think that the only time you pray, I put a note here, not just at church. You know, that some people think, you know, that's the only time I'm supposed to pray is when I go to church. No. You have to have that personal prayer life. And it has to be developed. It doesn't happen for you automatically. You know, you accept Jesus Christ and you join a church, and it's not going to be automatic. I am also an altar worker here, and one of the things that we tell those individuals who have received the baptism in the Holy Spirit, you start off 5 minutes, a day, 10 minutes a day, but then you keep building and you keep building and you keep building until you can get to 30 minutes, praying in the Spirit. And then eventually, ideally an hour, but that's not a magic. Not even ours. Sometimes, I've heard Apostle tell us that, effective prayer sometimes is only going to be 10 minutes, and that's all you need. You got your answer right there. God heard you, and he's given you your answer. But other times you want to pray more. The key is to pray. Amen. Pray daily. Amen? So we see here that, he prayed alone, separate from everybody, and with his disciples. And then he said, where did Jesus pray? And then your author says he prayed anywhere. And I like the way he said, we look at Jesus and his prayer life, and they talked about Jesus praying in the wilderness. They talked about Jesus praying in the mountains. And I like the way Dr. Montrell describes things, because he always makes it so vivid for you. And I found myself, what was the weather like? when he was in the mountain? Well, sometimes hot, but sometimes cold, it just did not matter. We want air conditioning. We want heat. If it's cold outside, these are the things that we want. But, Jesus prayed anywhere. He says in Luke 5 and 16, it says he withdrew into the wilderness. He just prayed. Amen. And again, how long? There are certain references that talks about him praying an hour. And then somewhere else it talks about Jesus praying all night long. Amen. Now, one of the things that we have observed about our apostle prays. Amen. He shares with us from time to time how many hours he spends in prayer. And then sometimes, he gets up in the middle of the night, well, early morning, and, he'll just start to pray and then pray until it's time, for service. He's just a man of prayer. What did Jesus pray? Now, we're going to look at it in two different places. Turn to Luke 11. And we're going to look at 1 through 4. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, this time he's praying with his disciples, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Verse 2, and he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us this day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now, over in Matthew 6, it's a little different. Amen. So just turn to Matthew 6, and then I'll give you a statement here that your author said about this prayer. And we know it as the Our Father prayer. Amen? Matthew 6, beginning at verse 9, it reads, After this manner therefore pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. You see the difference? The author makes the point, and it's accurate, that this prayer, when the disciple asked Jesus, "Lord, teach us to pray," well, I found myself asking, "Well, what did John teach his people?" You know, he doesn't tell us that, but he says, "Teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." So you can be taught to pray. Amen. So that's what this is. And, you know, he says, "Teach us to pray." And so Jesus says, "And when you pray, say." But this is a guide, okay? The Our Father prayer is a guide for us to follow. You know, he starts off by praising God, worshiping God. Remember, and he ends, and this is going to be in another chapter. And he ends by praising God and worshiping God. And then, you know, if we look at Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, verse 6 and 10 in Matthew. That's what he's asking. He's asking for God's will to be done in earth as it is in heaven. And so we can pray like this. And there's nothing wrong with saying the Our Father prayer. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. It's praying the word. Amen? Amen. Amen. But remember, it's a model. It's a model. That's not the only thing that you have to pray. You know, I grew up, that's all I prayed. That's all I knew. And blessed, don't forget now. I knew blessed too. I knew blessed grandma, blessed my mama, blessed my brother, blessed my sister. You know, I knew that. I'm trying to remember if I knew anything about, you know, when the trouble, you know, how did I pray about trouble back then? I cannot remember. But I knew Our Father. Amen. And I knew Thy will be done. But then as I began to learn, you know, because I was taught here at Word of Life Christian Center to pray. You know, I like to share with the class that, you know, when I first came among the people here at Word of Life Christian Center, one of the first things I realized was I did not know how to pray. You know, I knew Our Father, but that was it. I had been given a book by a member of the church, and this man was talking about kinds of prayer. I said, "Kinds of prayer? What are you talking about, kinds of prayer?" And, you know, it was just too much. My head could not handle what he was talking about. But I came here, and I sat among people, and this is good. People are watching you. Yes, amen? You need to know that. They are watching you. And I locked in on some women, you know, here, and I said, "I'm going to watch these women," you know, because I always felt that Apostle and Sister Carolyn, they were too high. I couldn't reach that. I can't reach that. But those women, man, you know, they look like me. I say, "I'm going to watch these women and I'm going to see what they do." And I found out that those women came to prayer before service. Back then we had 24-hour prayer. Those women signed up for 24-hour prayer. At that time, you sign up for your hour, you know, whatever hour you wanted to come. You had the whole 24 hours. You just pick one. Those women participated in either couples prayer, if they were married, or family prayer, you know, if they were widowed and had children. And so I decided, you know, I am going to do what these women are doing. It was about probably five or six of them that I was watching. I just watched them, I watched them, I watched them. And then one morning, one of the things I realized and that we're trying to work on here, and I think we're doing a pretty good job of it at Word of Life Christian Center. When new people come into this congregation, you know, there's a feeling like, man, you know, I can't do what these people are doing. You know, these people are so spiritual. They so this and they so that. So I went through that. I went through that just like everybody does when they come here. But it was in prayer one morning. And, you know, and I told the Lord, I can remember that. I said, "You sent me here. And, you know, I don't feel like I'm hooking up. It's something going on. I don't understand what's happening." And, you know, and I have a tendency to pray with my eyes closed. And I was just praying. I was praying. I was praying. And it was a corporate prayer before a Sunday morning service. And I heard the word stand. And, you know, being from the Baptist background, I stood up, you know, because that's what I thought it meant. I just thought it meant for me to stand up. And I looked around. I happened to open my eyes, and I looked around, and everybody else was standing. And I saw myself being in the flow with this congregation. And from that moment on, I mean, I just knew this is where I was supposed to be. I never had any more fear, any more doubts. I just felt like I'm going to flow with everybody else. And it was just, God would do that. He would do that for you. He loves you. And when he sends you someplace, he wants you to be comfortable. You know, he wants you to know that this is where I sent you and you're going to fit in. Amen. But I stood. Amen. And I've been standing ever since then. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus was in constant prayer. That's the main thing. He prayed all the time. All the time. And so the author goes on. He says, well, how can we apply this to our lives? If we seek his face, everything else will be added unto us. And we know that's Matthew 6:33 all day. We've all heard that. Everything else will be added unto us. We should regard prayer as a priority, and our relationship with him should be the most important thing in our lives. And remember, we talked about that on last week, our relationship with him. And then he says, what are the benefits of having a close relationship with God? Think about that. What are the benefits? Number one, the author says, we will have peace. Amen. Job 22:21. Like I said, I'm going to turn to it because sometimes the word is just a little different, just a little. Job 22:21. He says, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Amen. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. And then he goes on and he talks about the word peace. And we've all heard the word shalom, S-H-A-L-O-M. It's a Hebrew word. And that word is the word for peace. And we know Jehovah, shalom, amen. We're going to at some point get to the names of God. Jehovah shalom, God our peace. And it means to be sure, to be complete, strengthened, prosperous, and in abundance. Isn't that something? That's what peace. I mean, you know, we hear the word peace and we think it's just peace, you know? Yeah. No, this in the Hebrew, when you go back to the original intent of this word, you know, it had a whole lot contained in it. Our peace is the result of a close relationship with God. Absence of peace with God is the result of a weak prayer life. Amen. Absence of peace with God is the result of a weak prayer life. What other benefit? So one of them is we'll have peace. Number two, signs and wonders. Daniel 11:32. All right. I'll have to find that one. Okay, Daniel 11:32. And such as do wickedly, and I think the author, he writes it a little differently, wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Look at that, hey? Shall be strong. People who know that. Now, you might want to underline that word know. Underline that word know. People who know their God. So here he's making a difference between people who know and people who don't know, right? Okay. They shall be strong and do exploits. The author says that word know in the Hebrew is the word yada, Y-A-D-A, meaning to have intimacy with or have intimate relationships with God. This is the only, okay, I'm sorry, with God is only able to do signs and wonders. That's the only ones. Only those people who have that intimate relationship with God are able to do signs and wonders, feats, and miracles. Amen? For anyone to do powerful things for God, it is necessary to have boldness, audacity, and the courage to speak. Audacity, boldness, and to speak with courage is a virtue that comes as a result of our close relationship with God and not from human effort. Amen? It can't come from your own human, can't come from self. Amen? It comes from having that close relationship with God. Now, you know, I've experienced that. It's something about peace. I've had to pray for peace. I've had to pray for it. But I found out that peace doesn't come by itself. Amen? When peace comes, when it really, really, really shows up, he brings wisdom with him. You know exactly what to do. He brings boldness. I mean, you just don't care. you really and truly, you'll go up against people. I had to do that with the doctor once, you know, but I had peace. I had peace. And I mean, I fired the doctor, because I found out, you know, Pastor told us years ago, doctors and lawyers, they're your employees. They actually work for you. You know, you are paying them for their expertise, for their skill. They are working for you. So don't be intimidated by them. And so that day I was not intimidated. It was good. It was really, really good. But the wisdom and the boldness came along with the peace. Peace did not come by itself. Amen? Okay, and then the third thing, the benefit of having a close relationship with God. We will be satisfied and complete. Jeremiah 31:25. And again, you know, the author goes into more details. I'm just giving you the highlights. When you read this, yeah, you'll see a little bit more. Jeremiah 31:25. And we're talking about you'll be satisfied and complete. For I have satisfied the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. Isn't that something? Amen. Satisfied and complete. When Jesus spoke, he always used the word blessed. Amen. And, you know, the author gives us the Greek word for that word, blessed. It's M-A-K-A-R-I-O-S, which means blessed, joyful, to be sent forth, spiritually prosperous, alive, with joy and peace, and completely satisfied with God's favor, regardless of adverse circumstances. Amen? Amen. Completely satisfied. Not looking at the situation, not looking at the circumstances. I'm just satisfied. Amen? Amen. I mean, that's something there I need to work on. Amen. Need to work on it. Before we can feel complete, self-assured, secure, at peace, and satisfied, it is necessary to establish a close, intimate relationship with God. And you can look at Ephesians 1 and 23. How can we establish a close relationship with God? The author says, number one, we must be humble. Amen? We must be humble. And he takes us back. I don't know if you remember that first class. We did look at 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen. So we humble ourselves. Another one he gave us, number two, he says we must begin to pray immediately. And we're talking about how to establish a close relationship with God. So we're looking at humility, or humbling ourselves, and now we're looking at beginning to pray. And he goes to Job 22 and 21 through 27. And some of this is already in your book, like I said, but it's just a different translation, that's all. So begin to pray immediately. 21 through 27. Acquaint now thyself, we read that one, with him, and be at peace, thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. Sound like money to me, amen. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. And we're still talking about how to develop that close relationship with God. Amen. And then the third one, he says, we must seek his face. Seek his face means to investigate, to inquire into, to ascertain, to seek something with diligence, to desperately look for something. Amen. And then the author refers us to Psalm 42, 1 and 2. Amen. So Psalm 42, let me turn to it. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? And then in Psalm 63, this is one that we are very familiar with. Amen. Psalm 63, and it says, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh long for thee in a dry and a thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory so as I've seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Amen. The author, and you're going to see this one again. He says here, and he says it a little differently in the next chapter. He says one of the main reasons for prayer is to have a close, intimate relationship with God. He said that's one of the main reasons. He says our close relationship with God will lead us to a place where we will feel completely satisfied and be at peace in all areas of our lives. Never depend on external circumstances nor on the people that are around you to make you feel happy, content, or content. God is all sufficient. Amen? Amen. Meaning he's all you need. But we do have a tendency. We look at situations. We look at circumstances, and sometimes we even look at people, amen? And we say, if so-and-so would just do so-and-so, you know, I'd feel so much better. No, they don't have to. You know, through your relationship with God, you can be content and have peace in the middle of all that, even if they don't, even if they never do, amen? You can still be at peace with your relationship with God. So stop looking at those circumstances. Stop looking at the people and just begin to focus on God. Amen? Amen. Amen. That's it for tonight. Thank y'all so much. Don't forget, again, your assignment. Okay, the 16th, right? Dante, the 16th. And it's gonna be on your portal, okay? Go to your student portal, and it's going to be both the video and the MP3, and you have 7 days to watch it there. But they're going to take it off of there, but you can always go to LeroyThompson.tv if you miss it. Amen? Amen. All right. That's it. Thank y'all so much.